Springfield, Massachusetts joined communities large and small across the country today that held ceremonies to mark the 17th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. By next year, the city will have a permanent 9/11 monument installed. On an overcast morning, the solemn ceremony included the sounding of emergency sirens. The ringing of bells. And a mournful bagpipe. A wreath was laid, rifles were fired in salute, and off in the distance, a trumpeter played taps. The remembrance ceremony was held at the Raymond Sullivan Public Safety Complex. It was dressed with more than 20 American flags, a 20-foot by 38-foot garrison flag on loan from the Springfield Armory was suspended between two ladder trucks.
We gather annually to remember, to mourn, and to honor those that swore an oath of public service, the first responders.
Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri co-hosted the tribute with Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvey.
Another 1,400 people who have lost their lives since 9/11. Many of the rescue workers that worked at that pile for months afterwards have come down with cancer and perished as a result of their injuries that they received on 9/11. And I think they also need to be remembered on this day.
Mayor Dominic Sarno vowed the city would always remember the first responders and innocent civilians who lost their lives.
So Springfield's always proud to stand for our country and make sure that we always remember ultimate sacrifice paid.
Next year, the city plans to hold the annual tribute in Riverfront Park, where a permanent 9/11 monument is being installed. The hope was to have the memorial, which includes a piece of steel from the World Trade Center, in place by now. But because of an extensive renovation of the park that's still going on, it was decided not to rush the memorial project, according to Frank Colasino, chairman of the September 11 Monument Committee.
The ground has been broken for the memorial. The memorial itself is being fabricated and being built. And yes, next year we will have this ceremony over at the Riverfront Park.
He said the committee's raised 85% of its goal of $300,000 for the memorial.
I'm very confident that we will get there.
The monument will feature an I-beam from the World Trade Center. It will stand vertically in front of a curved bronze wall with the names of 498 first responders. Spotlights on the beam will cast the shadow of the Twin Towers on the wall. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.